As COP30 nears, African grassroots movements urgently demand climate justice, spotlighting the continent's climate burden despite minimal emissions. These groups, including indigenous communities, farmers, youth, and women, advocate for a systemic shift to address historical exploitation. A key demand is climate debt, asserting developed nations owe reparations for past extractivist practices that exploited Africa's resources. This includes financial compensation and a restructuring of global economic systems that perpetuate inequality, with calls for grants over loans. Climate finance to Africa remains insufficient, often channeled through loans, exacerbating debt and hindering adaptation. Activists push for transparent, accessible climate finance prioritizing local communities and adaptation. They demand an end to extractivism, promoting renewable energy, food sovereignty, and the right to reject harmful projects. Organizations like the African Climate Justice Collective and Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance are leading this charge. Their goal, a climate finance system grounded in justice, empowering African communities to build resilience and shape the global climate response.